We're going to talk about transit in the region today, from the 880 freeway in Oakland to a rocky road in Sonoma. But we'll start with the biggest transportation news of the week, the firing of two Caltrans workers over allegedly falsifying test results on various projects around the state and neglecting proper testing procedures of the new span on the Bay Bridge. The news comes from an investigative report published Sunday in the Sacramento Bee. The two Caltrans employees, a technician and his supervisor, were fired that same day, even though Caltrans knew about the falsified test results back in 2008. Caltrans acting director Malcolm Dougherty said in a press conference that the problem stemmed from an isolated incident with one employee and that all the structures in question are safe. Tony Anziano, the toll bridge program manager for Caltrans, said the agency has no concerns about the safety or quality of construction of the new span.
There has been absolutely no evidence of any kind, of any falsification, of any testing data on the Bay Bridge project. We remain extremely confident about the safety of the tower foundation piles for the new Bay Bridge.
So Caltrans says the tower foundations are safe. Nonetheless, the California Toll Bridge Program Oversight Committee, which includes Caltrans, the California Transportation Commission, and the Bay Area Toll Authority, have called for a review by the state Seismic Safety Peer Review Panel of all the aspects of the bridge that were tested by the fire technician. Actual retesting of the bridge foundation, however, is quote-unquote virtually impossible, according to the Bee's investigation. Charles Piller is the Sacramento Bee reporter who led the investigation. KALW's Julie Kane called him up to talk about his findings.
Well, what happened was that for a period of years, there were irregularities in the branch of Caltrans that tests the foundations for freeway structures. These are the deep concrete and steel foundations for bridges, overpasses, and elevated roadways, among other freeway structures. And the individual who we wrote about in the story, Dwayne Wiles, is a technician who is involved in testing some of these structures, dozens and dozens of them across the state. And Caltrans knew in 2008 that he had falsified some of these structures. The story unfolds from the detection of falsification of data on a single structure, a freeway overpass in Riverside. What came out of that was a very cursory, short, and incomplete examination of Wiles' record of testing, and soon after, it was found that he had falsified at least two other structures. The implications of falsified tests, of course, are at very least uncertainty about the public safety of the structures in question. Because no thorough investigation has been done on the extent of fabricated data by Dwayne Wiles, it's difficult to say how many structures might be involved. That's a first step. Caltrans has repeatedly said that they have made a thorough investigation of Dwayne Wiles' work and has certified the structures he worked on as safe for the traveling public. This is contradicted directly by their own documents that I am in possession of, contradicted in a multitude of ways.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a second.
Sure, go ahead.
If you can talk about specifically implications as they relate to the new structure of the Bay Bridge.
Yes, of course. We do not have evidence that data were falsified on the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. We do have evidence that Dwayne Wiles used improper testing technique associated with all of his work on that bridge and all of his work actually for nearly every structure he tested for a period of 2 years. The implications of that improper testing technique are somewhat uncertain. It depends on other factors. Caltrans has dismissed concerns about improper technique as irrelevant. Unfortunately, their own test method, the test method that they require their engineers and their technicians to use, requires certain elements of technique that Dwayne Wiles routinely violated. So there's a degree of uncertainty about the testing process itself. Now, does this mean that the bridge is vulnerable to collapsing or to serious damage during an earthquake? No one's suggesting that. All the engineers that I've talked with are suggesting is that this was not well thought through. The testing was not well thought through. The design of these piles contradicts the standard testing methods that would normally be used for these structures. And consequently, it has raised questions about whether a team of qualified experts should get a close look at these structures and try to determine whether there's anything in there that can help understand whether there's vulnerabilities that were previously undetected.
And is that actually possible to do?
What can be done is a reassessment based on new assumptions, assumptions that certain mistakes were made and certain flaws are present that are perhaps undetectable but still present. And a calculation can be made about the stability of the structure, even under a worst-case scenario of substantially flawed foundations that have not been detected as yet. And it's a calculation that I think Caltrans has already said it would get a look at. They've been a little bit ambiguous about their comments about this, but they claim that they're going to put out the test findings to peer review to try to examine whether there's any cause for concern.
Would you drive across the New Bay Bridge?
I live in Oakland, and this story is very important to me, and I have to say that it was very disheartening for me to even have to write it because of the public safety and economic implications for California. I think, for me, I would certainly like to see a thorough evaluation of the bridge by leading experts, as some bridge consultants and experts that I've spoken with have suggested. Fortunately for all of us, no one's going to be driving across that bridge until 2013 when it's completed. That's plenty of time to do the kind of reevaluation that's been proposed, and I'm very hopeful that if that reevaluation shows favorable information, the public will be able to be reassured, and myself among them.